Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight on the weekend edition of our program as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe as well. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially those people that are helping to keep America rolling along, a special shout-out and a thank you. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, for the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center letter haulers out there that are out and working this weekend, even though there may not be deliveries being made to the post office, they're certainly going to the bulk mail centers. So the mail will be there when it comes time to deliver it when they deliver it next. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. We're there as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and you'll find us over there. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler, all the same way. And you can find us on Getter, on the True Social website, and also over on Twitter. Everything we are doing is done the following way. Captain's America. Captain's America gets you to find us on those different pages. So there you go. And don't forget that you can hear us playing as well on the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. And joining us right now from north of town, up on top of the mountaintop up there, Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com, and good morning to you. There you go. First veteran I do it that way.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, indeedy. All right, let's get this out of there. Thank you very much, guys and gals. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And let's say the pledge. You ready?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. We'll start with the defense attorney for a member of the Proud Boys claiming that they were at least 40 undercover government agents and informants operating at the Capitol, many of them being used as instigators.
Well, I mean, the name Ray Epps stays out there, so I don't think that the FBI would stop with just one.
Nope.
So, we'll see how this one necessarily plays out.
Yeah, I talked about Ray Epps in hour number one, and we haven't heard a word out of him in quite a while, which I would not expect to have any other way, because whatever it was he was doing, they don't want anybody to know.
Well, I mean, that's the way undercover works.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or not, that's the way it happens.
Now, were these people members of the FBI or no?
have no idea. I mean, it kind of operates like the CIA does. They don't necessarily have to be employees, but they can be on the payroll as informants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the DEA does the same thing. I mean, all of these agencies have informants, and sometimes they say, you know, if you do this for us, we'll reduce your sentence, you know, because they want the bigger fish. And I mean, it's just how it works.
The court yesterday sided with the DOJ on the January 6th obstruction charge. They decided to go along with it, and I believe that was a three-judge appeals court.
Okay. I don't know which case you're referring to, but all right.
There was a challenge made yesterday, and it came to court, and that's the one I'm talking about. Now, we're hearing that it could go in front of either the full appeals court, number one, or it could go all the way, get kicked upstairs to the Supreme Court.
Is this for the Proud Boys or some other case?
Proud Boys.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Don't know, but that's what we're hearing.
Well, inside the Proud Boys, too, there's a lot of questions. It looks like some of the Proud Boy members themselves were informants. So, I mean, that's been some of that chatter. So, I think this one is one that's got a lot of moving parts to it, so I'm not really qualified to kind of lay that one out. I haven't been following it that closely.
Okay, and let me see here. I'm looking here. I may not be able to get this in, but if not, we'll have to come back and we'll talk about it on the other side. A new batch of classified documents, about 1,000 pages, have been discovered, which involves national security secrets on such regions as the Ukraine, China, and the Middle East. We're hearing that again. We heard it yesterday, but last night they refined
it. The second time.
Yeah,
it's the second time in 2 days, and Now I think the case has gone over to the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. What the Department of Justice is going to do, I don't know, but this is a crisis situation.
Right, and they refined the what they were saying here the second time. Okay, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon and FoundersCode.com. And go over there and check out her website, FoundersCode.com. See what she has to offer. You might be pleasantly surprised. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, good morning. We'll take it right away, and this portion of my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and find out what it would cost to get your car or your pickup truck insured. And then if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, try to get that thrown into the mix too. But where you really save the money is when they bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance. You will save a boatload of money once they do that. So give it a try. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is right back with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Looks like as if we have Badgammon Bob on the line, so let's see what he wants. Let's see, Mr. Badgammon Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Cam. Wanted to ask Denise about these riots and stuff in the Tennessee legislatures. Seems like that people nowadays seem to think they have a limited right to protest. Doesn't matter where they do it, if they break the law doing it. And as if there is no such thing as disturbing the peace or right of egress and stuff in the streets. Why can't they pick up some of these people on disturbing the peace and stuff like that? As far as I know, you don't have a right to just unlimited do anything you want. It used to be stuff like this was limited to maybe in the park or something was protesting. But you don't have a right to block traffic and all that, because I think this is one of our biggest dangers to democracy, as the Democrats like to out about, is everything's a danger to our democracy. Well, this is a danger to democracy because, that's it.
All right. What do you think, Denise?
Well, there's really no such thing as disturbing the peace anymore. As far as Tennessee goes, there is something called decorum, and there are rules for decorum, and the rules for decorum were completely broken in the Tennessee House, and they had to suspend all activity of the House, I think for an hour and a half or so. And so there was a vote to discipline the three that were kind of leading that
right
that whole thing.
Yep.
And two of them had, there was one bullhorn that two of them were sharing and yelling and screaming and stomping their feet and whatnot. And
right.
those are the ones that have, in fact, been disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do have procedures to be reinstated and or voted back in under some kind of an emergency vote. So to hear, you know, Kamala Harris jump on an airplane and fly down there to Nashville and get herself in the mix of this thing, and of course they're calling it racist and this and that. No, she's got nothing to do with it. They've also been invited to the White House. So, yeah, this is...
They're heroes.
But, as far as, you know, you had this whole Riley Gaines thing, too, that she was invited to speak by Turning Point USA, and, of course, they protested her.
Yep.
I think she actually got hit a couple of times.
Yep.
And the police took her into actually one of the classrooms, and she was stuck in there for 3.5 hours with the police. And the police really couldn't do anything because they were completely outnumbered. So this is what the left does, and this is where, you know, regardless of the topic, regardless of who it is, regardless of where it is, this is their go-to tactic. And
I got to ask you a question. This used to be standard police operating procedure going back 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years ago. When a cop got outnumbered, he would draw his gun and fire it in the air. Whatever happened to that procedure?
That police officers can't even fire a weapon without an investigation, and then they're suspended to death duty and all that. So that's where we are. they can't. The only place they can fire a weapon is at the practice range. The shooting range.
Or unless they're shot at, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, you know, in a peaceful kind of thing. But that's just, you know, where we are. I mean, they can't use tear gas. They can't use stun guns. I mean, they can't do anything.
Amazing. Amazing. And then we put people that their lives are at risk when that happens.
Well, of course. Riley Gaines' life was at risk. I mean, she was hit several times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be darned. And then again, this was Charlie Kirk's...
Turning Point USA.
Yeah, and where's their security? They're supposed to have security.
Well, they had security. They were outnumbered.
Jeez. Sounds like a bunch of amateurs. I mean, there's a way to do this. I don't know how you do it without getting into trouble. I guess my way would get everybody into trouble, but I would certainly stop it in a second, and that would do it.
Well, I mean, it sounds easy, but that's when you don't have campus officials, university officials, and, you know, I mean, it's just that there's got to be like one or two apps out there that people are signed up to. It says, okay, this is going to happen, and they get a message on their app that says, show up here and do this, and that's what happens. It's coordinated.
Mm-hmm. Well, French President Macron is apparently being wined and dined by China at the expense of the U.S., which shows, according to the people that said so yesterday, how far the U.S. has fallen in the grand scheme of things with China.
Well, you and I spoke about this yesterday. And, you know, remember, as soon as... Biden came into office, one of the first things he said was, America is back, and that we have exception. We will have exceptional standing in the world and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's anything but the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an interesting example. The Afghanistan report that came out here, day before yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who in this Biden White House and over at the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs or wherever, who collaborated with their respected foreign counterparts on the Afghan withdrawal. Because I would argue that didn't happen at all.
No.
Do they notify you? Do they work with anybody in Germany or France or Italy or Finland or, anybody in NATO? Was there any kind of collaboration with their president or their leadership? And I would say the answer to that is no.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly how come we can't get Biden to pick up the phone and call world leaders, pretty much on a constant basis where there's some kind of, relationship there? No, we send through back channels, going through the State Department, these missives and these messages and these phone calls to foreign leaders, and they go do the work for us because Biden screws it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Great way to do business, huh?
That's the way they've been doing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. It's going to be what it's going to be, and I don't see it getting any better until...
I don't either.
Until he's gone.
I don't either.
Now, what's keeping him from announcing that he's running for president again?
Well, therein lies the next problem. His own party doesn't want him.
That's right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
And they have said it. They don't want him. So the question then becomes, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got Marianne Williamson, who's already thrown her hat in the ring. And now you got Robert Kennedy Jr. that's thrown his hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are not very serious candidates. But, remember it was after the first of the year that Biden was going to announce through Christmas. And then it was, spring break or March or whatever. Okay, well, now we're into April. Mm-hmm. Now they say they may not do it until much later in the year. Well, if he decides not to run, that's going to hurt other candidates. I mean, so they're throwing this whole thing into a turmoil.
All righty, to be continued Monday morning. Have yourself a great day and happy Easter.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she has to offer, and you'll find out what's going on when she finds out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The majority of Nashville council members say they'll vote to reinstate expelled state representative Justin Jones. He was removed from the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence on the floor after the Nashville shooting. Jones and two colleagues involved in the demonstration spoke to President Biden in a conference call Friday. He invited them to the White House. Police are giving an all clear following reports of an active shooter on the University of Oklahoma campus in Norman. University Police Chief Nathaniel Tarver says it appears the incident may have been a fake call and there's no evidence of shots being fired. Six people are injured following a shooting on a South Carolina beach Friday. Gunfire followed several fights reportedly involving high school students. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. I'm going to have a special interview with my good friend, Marine retired Major Scott Husing. You're going to hear that in just a minute after the National Aviation Academy gets to tell you about themselves, because they bring you the military and veterans news report.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps Infantry Major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But, Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down, and that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never
really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi, and the things that we still go through today, and that bond and that power of human connection that we share. It's just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class,
okay.
So it was just one session of officer candidate school on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. And I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio, because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, yeah, it's a pretty unforgiving environment, and I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander and company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do, but it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain. Down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
Well, now that leads us to going to Iraq. When did you go to Iraq the first time?
2004, as a captain with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company, and we were over there for almost 9 months at the time, and then we came back, and during that time I was over there, my daughter was born, so I had left my wife 7 months pregnant in the driveway, Virginia, and then came home to a five-month-old daughter.
Well, let's fast forward now to Ramadi, because somewhere along the line you picked up this young man over here, Sam, who became your interpreter, one of your best friends. Tell us how that got started.
Well, when we were thrust into Ramadi in 2006 during the surge strategy, it was essential that we had interpreters. And I think this is something we learned along the way. I don't recall it being a part of everyday practice throughout the war up until that point. And we really figured out it was a critical vulnerability. So Sam was one of many interpreters that was assigned to my company, and we pulled them from contract companies. But before they got there, they had been subjected to the same brutality of the insurgency, having their homes burned down, threats of murder, kidnapping, intimidation. And Sam can attest to this. This isn't just urban legend. I mean, these things happened.
Yeah, Sam, tell us about your involvement with the Marines, with Scott's company.
Well, in 2006, exactly, sometime around July, the terrorists, they came to my house, my parents' house, and they dropped an envelope with a letter inside of it and a bullet. It says, infidels, you have 24 hours to leave, otherwise you'll be beheaded. And that was during the civil war when it started in Iraq. So I come from a wealthy family, used to be a wealthy family. I didn't need even to work. But then we pretty much lost everything. My dad lost almost everything. And my friend, Ford, and he was my neighbor, and we grew up together. He was like, hey, man, we lost everything. We have to do something about it. And I'm like, sure. There's only pretty much two options for me. Three options, to be exact. One is sit and do nothing. And the second option is grab my dad's gun and go outside to the terrorists and try to shoot them. And I'm pretty sure they will shoot me before even I get the chance. Or I would get shot by Americans because they will see a kid carrying a gun. And the third option would be working with Americans and helping them get against the terrorists. So that was the goal. I signed up with Americans, and when I signed up with the contracting company, they were like, "Hey, we got many places where we can send you to." I'm like, "Sure, you got it." And like I want to be with the U.S. Marines.
Well, on behalf of a grateful nation and my listening audience, we want to thank you very much. We know the difficult job that you interpreters have had to do. We're very glad that most of you, Scott, I believe, were able to get out of the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success stories like Sam and Ford that came out. And I work with so many veterans with what I do, and there are so many great success stories. Sam's, I think, my shining example, and Ford, too. I mean, he's back in country as a senior-level Department of Defense interpreter now, and still serving our country. And I love to say that. It gives me chills to say our country. Because
and we're going to announce citizens. That Sam is a recent new USA citizen. Congratulations for that. We're very proud of you for that.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be part of this great nation.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And we need more like him.
Yeah.
Scott, we need more
absolutely.
Like him. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be right back with more with Major Scott Husing, the author of the best-selling book, Echo in Ramadi, and his interpreter, Big Sam, Sam the Man. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You know, Sam is an example of what America's all about. And I keep thinking about Sam and his example and all those people that got hung up in Afghanistan under Joe Biden. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. Now, I want to remind everybody, coming up on the 13th, that's next Thursday, at 3 p.m. down in Sarasota at the Bayfront Center, 803 North Tamiami Trail. I will be down there with Congressman Greg Stube, who will be announcing his new legislation that he's putting forth for the veterans, as well as talking about veterans benefits in general. It's going to be a town hall, a veterans town hall, and all the veterans are invited next Thursday. That would be the 13th of April from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. They're going to try to keep it an hour and a half in length. And it'll be at the Bayfront Community Center at 803 North Tamiami Trail in Sarasota. Look forward to seeing many of you there. And it's going to be a very good and well-timed event based on the world's occurrences right now, things that are going on. All right, well, when we come back, we'll wrap things up, and I'll have something to say about where I'm going to be on May the 6th. I'm going to be over in Orlando and Seminole. I'll be telling you about that. And if you want to opine, you got one more segment to do it. 877-969-8600. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we appreciate you doing that for us. And don't forget, you can catch Kyle 6 days a week here in the program. Usually he's on the first couple of hours of the program from 2 to 4. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends of Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan. All those Nissan dealerships. Now, Moss is a Nissan dealership in Crystal River. The flagship store happens to be in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, right there on the corner. The Nissan and Acura stores are here in Tampa on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. And a brand new Nissan sparkling brand new shiny store up in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway, just this side, about 150 feet when you get off that ramp. It's on the right side, south side of the highway. Now, you've heard of the You Serve, You Save program. That's Moss Nissan. It's also Moss Acura, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are on the job or retired, and all church pastors, too, get a great discount offered to you on the vehicle you want to buy, new or pre-owned. You also can take advantage of the MossCare, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle as long as you have it. So there you go. Now find out more online by going to the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what they have to offer. You'll be glad you did. Don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. Now, folks, the Central Florida Patriots are having a get-together on May the 6th over in Seminole. I will be there. The time has come to come together at the Freedom Expo 2023 presented by X Insurance. Now, it'll be Saturday, May the 6th at Seminole, the Harley-Davidson dealer in Sanford, with former Trump senior advisor and host of AmeriFirst on the Salem Radio Network, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I'll also be there on stage. They'll have all the local guys and gals from over there, AM 950 and FM 94.9, the Salem station in Orlando. Plus, they'll have expo vendors supporting the Freedom Movement and a classic military vehicle display. I can't wait to see that. It's going to be a day filled with bikes, as in motorcycles, blues, as in music, and barbecue. Tickets are absolutely free, or you can upgrade to the Corona Cigar Company VIP experience, which allows you the entrance into the private reception area. You can get in there at 9 a.m., and the event will go on until noontime, I might add. There's going to be a meet and greet with Sebastian Gorka, myself, and others, so you'll be able to meet us over there. There'll be a collector's T-shirt. There'll be a signed copy of Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment. There'll be VIP seating and a whole bunch more, so you can get your tickets now by going to theanswerorlando.com. That's theanswerorlando.com. You can come early. You can stay late. Bikes, blues, barbecue, Sebastian Gorka, and me at the Freedom Expo 2023 in Seminole, Florida. All righty. Let's do a little something here, because he was trying to get on yesterday, and I wasn't able to make that happen, but I am going to make it happen today. So get ready, folks. Here it comes, 60 seconds with the man, the myth, the legend, Todd.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. We're the fastest growing show in America. If I get my 60 seconds, we'll be the fastest growing show in American history. Okay, Donald, great to hear you on Sebastian Gorka last night. Okay. When Sebastian asked him why vote for me, let me answer the question. Because you're an idiot if you don't vote for Donald Trump. Okay? You're an idiot if you don't vote for him. I don't care if you're a woman, black, Hispanic, Chinese, or Oriental. It doesn't matter. Okay? Sicilian, like me, Puerto Rican, it doesn't matter. Okay? Donald Trump, Joe Biden hates you. Joe Biden hates you in New York. Joe Biden hates you in Michigan. Joe Biden hates you in California. Joe Biden only loves himself. The Democrat Party loves themselves. They're getting fat. They're getting rich off of you. They're using our agencies against the own American people, okay? When you talk on the phone, Don, you're talking to the American people. You're not talking to Sebastian Gorka. You're not talking to Hannity. You're talking to the 320 million American people who live here, okay? And the guy running the show sucks, okay? Like a head football coach, he sucks. He's terrible, okay? And then the university on the pro team, they fire the guy. Because the fans won't come back after a bad season. They can't get him. That's why they roll out the red carpet to Sean Pete and Eagle. Okay? Okay? So the reason why anybody who needs performance, if that was my brother being president, okay, I'd bash his teeth and say, you're the stupidest idiot I've ever seen in my life. But my brother would never be that stupid. Look at these people transgender. Did you listen to that press secretary? That skank? Disgraceful. We've got your back. Three kids got killed. Three teachers got killed. They don't care. They don't care. They're not tolerant. You're in the way.
All right, I got another caller in the line. Wrap it up.
You got one thing, Donald, great. They're all marches. Stand up for our Lord and Savior who died and rose again. We're celebrating Easter. God bless you. And remember, Jesus Christ is the warrior king. Peace.
All right, Todd in Tampa. And we're going to go right back to the phone line. We've got Backgammon Bob. Okay, what's on your mind?
Okay, 20 seconds with Bob. I don't think there's any chance that Biden is going to last out another year and a half at the rate that he's deteriorating. But I kind of hope he does, because I kind of think there's no chance in the world he can win twice in a row with what he's done and the condition that he's in. And all right, that's it, Captain.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I don't think he can physically and mentally do the job, period. That's my thought. And it's not going to get any easier. The pressures are going to be intense on him as he gets closer to the next election. Now, nobody's mentioning the governor of California, who was in our backyard this week, who was taking on, sort of, Ron DeSantis and his policies. He didn't exactly get a rousing reception here, and then again, why would he? But I will say this much. Don't count him out. Don't count him out. He's not out driving around the countryside kissing babies and waving flags to not have a say in what's going to happen when it comes time for the presidential situation. Gavin Newsom's going to be right in the middle of it. Watch and see. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, Joe Biden, I can't see where anybody that cares about the guy, that's number one, cares about the guy, like his wife, would allow him to go through this again. Or his children. It just can't happen. He cares more about ice cream than he does the country. When you see him out and about, what's he doing?
Well, I've got my chocolate chip ice cream, and I'm going to have some.
What does that sound like? Does that sound like a responsible adult leader of the free world? No. No. But we have to understand that our country, even though we're in trouble, even though we've been damaged, we're not done yet. And we can still take it back. And by God, we've got to. We have got to stand up for our country. We've got to take this country back in the next election cycle. Because if we don't, you'll hear people moving out of the country to places like Costa Rica, Panama, whatever. But they'll start moving. They'll start moving. All right, folks. I hope you have a great Easter weekend. I'm going to be having lunch with the gang today at the Village Inn on 4th Street. So take care. Happy Easter. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I'll see you all Monday morning back here on your favorite station. God bless America, everybody.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.